Okay, I'm dedicating this to a certain person. They know who they are. I've deleted the previous episodes that I did when I sang this song just because that's what I do. I don't like for people to get used to anything that I do. I like for people to know that at any moment I could be gone. And it's also to protect myself. I don't want to have things out there because I don't want people to get a hold to them and to think that I want to be a celebrity and they start memeing me or they start putting me in things. I don't want that. So I've had 4 different podcasts. This is the latest one and the last one I'm going to have. I was thinking about starting another one up, but I'm not going to do that because it's just too much work for me. I need to concentrate on relaxing and my future and things like that. And so this one lonely podcast that I have deleted episodes from it as well. I've done so many hours of content. It's ridiculous. And a lot of my episodes were pure fucking fire. But the messages that I give are messages that people need to take. And they need to record for themselves if they feel like they need it for the future use. I don't do messages so that it stays out there. I'm not trying to be, you know, this person that everybody goes to and refers to for certain things. I don't want to be an entity that's out there always for people to go to for advice and things like that. I just want to put the information I have out there for folks. If you can use it, use it. If you can't, if you don't, you know, that's up to you. But I like to sing along with Michael's songs and his music. So I'm going to take time with this episode and do a particular song that a certain person that has supported me for the last 5 years. Yes, it's been 5 years. It will be 5 years next week. On the 8th, actually. It'll be 5 years for that person supporting me back when I made the video. So July, it'll be 5 years. But at any rate, they've supported me from the beginning. When I made that video on July 2019, they started following me. And they have never left my side. So I want to dedicate this to them. I don't want to say their name because I don't want to put them out there like that. Because they're just people like that. You have to hold close to you and keep them close to your heart. And you don't out them to people if they don't want to be outed. So I'm just going to say that. And I want to say that this song is one of my favorites because I love Marsha Ambrosia. I loved her when she was in the group with the other ladies, Flowetry, and the harmony that they had, the riffs that they did in their music was just so beautiful. And I love when she talks about this song that she did with Michael. She's just so loving and so kind. And these are the stories that the world needs to hear. And I really, really appreciate the fact that she took time out to sit down and explain how she introduced the song to Michael, how Michael, you know, responded to it. And just a lovely experience altogether. If you guys can find the video on YouTube, it's Marsha Ambrosia talking about butterflies. So here we go. My sinuses have really been fucking up, and that's why I haven't attempted to try to sing the song again. That's why I don't sing Michael very much in any of my broadcasts, because my nose is just really, this whole year has been a bad year for my sinuses. So I've just been not really singing Michael a whole lot because I just don't want to fuck the song up with my vocals because they're not right. So I'm going to attempt to sing this because I saw a video that Janet just posted 3 hours ago of a young man dancing to this song. And she is always posting up videos with people dancing. And she hasn't done it really in a while that I have noticed. And so it's nice to see her get back on this. And it's very rare that you'll see Michael on her channel, on her social media pages. I just did a Twitter space about Janet and hoping that she'll come out and talk about Michael concerning, you know, her career. She has never publicly talked about how Michael really influenced her. And I thought that she was going to do that with her documentary, and she didn't do it. And I was crushed. So I talk about that in the space. So you guys go and listen to the space. So here I am going to attempt to sing Butterflies. And you guys just, I'm going to try. Some of the notes that I feel like I can't hit, I'm not going to hit. But I was just laying in bed. I was laying down and I was singing it. And I was hitting the notes. But I wasn't going as high as I wanted to because of my sinuses. Because my voice at a certain point, if I get too high, my voice, you won't hear nothing. My voice just cuts off. So I'm going to try. Here we go.
To get through, hear me wondering why, when all I can do is sigh. I just wanna say, and I wish that I could be with you tonight. Butterflies inside, and I to that I must be dreaming, it can't be real. You're not hearing me. See your love near to me. Hey, caress your lips. Your taste, your touch, so blissful. I said, I would give you anything, babe. Just make my dreams come true. Oh, baby, you give me butterflies. Butterflies inside, and I wish that I could be with you tonight. You giving me butterflies inside, and I. Show you that you do the right thing. If you would be my love,
Baby, I was love you to be in a time. And I wish that I could be with you tonight. You giving me butterflies inside, inside at night. And I wish that I could be with you tonight. You giving me butterflies. That took a lot out of me. You guys take care. Thank you for listening. Thank you for supporting me.